Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Neo Energia's fourth quarter 2024 earnings release call. To hear the simultaneous translation, please click on the interpretation globe icon in the platform at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the call in English, there is an option to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on Mute Original Audio. We inform that this call is being recorded and will be made available on the company's IR website, ri.neoenergia.com, where the complete earnings release material is available. It is possible to download the presentation using the link sent via chat, including in English. During the company's presentation, all participants will have their microphones muted. We will then begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen to join the queue. When announced, a request to turn on your microphone will appear on your screen. You will then open your microphone to ask your question. We recommend you ask all of your questions together. The information contained in this presentation and statements that may be made during the call relating to Neo Energia's business prospects, projections, and operating and financial goals constitute beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect Neoenergia's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. The presentation will be led by Mr. Eduardo Capelastegui, CEO of the company, and Leonardo Gadelha, CFO of the company. I will now give the floor to Mr. Eduardo Capelastegui. Thank you very much, operator. Good morning. I would like to thank everyone for joining us today to present our fourth quarter and full year 2024 results. I'm Eduardo Capelastegui, CEO of Neo Energia. Once again, I'm very proud of what we will be sharing today. With me today are Solange Ribeiro, Regulatory Institutional Innovation VP, Leonardo Gadelha, CFO, and Carla Vassão, COO, Giuliano Pezzanato, Control and Planning Officer, Renato Rocha, IR Officer. I will make a brief presentation covering the highlights of the period, and then Leonardo will present the results in more detail. We will then move on to the Q&A session, and I will conclude with my closing remarks. So, beginning on slide three, we have the highlights of the fourth quarter and 2024 results. Injected energy, considering distributed generation, performed very well in concession areas, mainly due to higher temperatures and the economic activity, with a 2% growth in the quarter and 6.1% over 2024. Once again, we closed the year delivering excellent and efficiency in our operational area. The quality of the service provided in our concession areas was a highlight, without a doubt, with excellent performance in tackling losses, controlling default, and having all the distributors of Neo Energia meeting the regulator and else targets aligned with the DEC and FEC parameters. And all of this without extraordinary OPEX pressure, since we closed 2024 with controlled expenses, with a 2% growth in the quarter and 4% over the year 2024, which shows once again the success of our primary operating model. Our EBITDA reached 3.1 billion in the fourth quarter, with an 8% growth, and an amount of 12.5 billion reals over the year, 1% growth, for the operation of transmission lines, the market growth, and OPEX efficiency made it possible to offset the impact of a negative IGPM and tariff adjustments of distributors and the change in the Termopernambuco contract. In the growth front, I should point out the execution capacity reflected in our CapEx of R9.8 billion, which gives us a significant net asset base and distribution above R40 billion. Advances in transmission projects were another important hallmark in 2024. We released an additional R300 million in RAP with entry and operation of several lots, several batches, concluding the year with 1 billion RAP released in the operation. Another important achievement in 2024 was the Termopernambuco capacity reserve contract, which was brought forward. As you're aware, the plant won a contract in December 2021, a reserve auction, which would start in June 2026. And we were able to bring it forward under the same conditions to October 1st, 2024, adding 21 months to the contract and thus preventing the plant from being discontracted until then. Finally, regarding the asset rotation initiatives, we were very pleased with the successful sale of our stake in the Baixo Iguaçu plant for an enterprise value of R1.4 billion. I will go into more detail about this transaction later on. Now, turning to slide four, we have a brief retrospective of our performance on the asset rotation front over the last 3 years. With Neoenergia Pernambuco, OPA, and the asset swap with Eletrobras in 2022, going through the operation with GIC in 2023, Neoenergia Cosern, OPA 2024, and now more recently the sale of the Baixo Iguaçu plant. And with all of these activities, we have sought to leverage the company, creating value for our shareholders through efficient capital allocation. Capital allocation discipline that we have carried out in the latest transmission auctions is another important example of our value creation. As mentioned, we were very pleased with the Baixo Iguaçu transaction, in which we sold our stake, 70%, for an enterprise value of R1.4 billion, of which R1 billion equity value, which corresponds to a multiple of 11.2x enterprise value EBITDA. It's well above the market multiples, values, and previous operation. And the Neoenergia's leverage does not have a material impact, R1.4 billion, and the covenant is of around 0.06x. However, what's important here is the message, which is very robust and shows how Neoenergia will continue to constantly look at optimizing our asset portfolio and accelerating the deleveraging process. Let's now look at slide five, looking at the status of the transmission lot, beginning with the December 2018 lots. We continued to advance in Guanabara with 94% of physical progress, with a total release of its RAP of around R165 million in the first half of 2025. We have already concluded one section, which is energized, and the remainder section is being implemented. In Vale do Itajaí, we have 82% of our works concluded, with R60 million RAP released, corresponding to 22% of the total RAP. We will conclude the project in the second half of 2025, when we will release another R220 million, amounting to a total RAP of Vale do Itajaí of R270 million by the end of this year. The third lot is Morro do Chapéu, with a Construction work reaching 97%, 105 million wrap released already, representing 47% of the total wrap, and still to release another 120 million reals in the wrap in the first half this year. Regarding the lots we won in June 2022 auction, we still are to deliver Lot 2, Alto Parnaíba, the largest of all, with almost 4 billion reals invested. All of these construction works are progressing steadily, reaching almost 60% of the project. We have 8 million of wrap already released, and remaining 400 million will be released throughout the second half of 2025. Therefore, and as I've mentioned, throughout 2024, we released 300 million reals in wrap, reaching a total wrap of 1 billion reals. And with the scheduled releases throughout 2025, we will finalize our investment cycle and transmission, reaching the relevant mark of 1.9 billion reals in wrap, released wrap in December 2025. Presuming that 26, meaning that in 2026, we will have 100% revenue of our wrap amounting to 2 billion reals roughly. I will now hand the floor to over to our CFO, Leonardo, who will provide more details on our results for the fourth quarter and the year of 2024. Leo, please. Thank you, Eduardo. Good morning to all. We will now turn to slide 7, where we see the consolidated results in the fourth quarter and the annual result of Neoenergia, the gross margin 15% over the fourth quarter in 2023. And this is explained by the market growth and the distributors. And we continue to invest our cost discipline that is very strong, with a 2% growth only in the second quarter, positive results that are not recovering from 2023. Over the year, it was a 4% growth only. EBITDA had an 8% growth in the quarter, and the cash EBITDA reduction of 6%, reaching 2.8 billion and 38 billion. The negative result by the IGPM, as Eduardo mentioned, from the distributors and the new contract of Termopernambuco. The network EBITDA represented 90% of the consolidated EBITDA 2024, and the generation 10%. Net income Neoenergia was 852 billion reals. Adjusting this profit with non-recurring events in 2023 and 2024, we see a 5% drop in the quarter, which remains stable in the year-on-year comparison. Now, moving on to the CapEx on the next slide. In the quarter, as Eduardo mentioned, we reached a total of 3 billion reals, amounting to 9.8 billion in 2024, therefore fulfilling our investment plan. As in recent quarters, CapEx was mostly in networks, representing 98%. Over the year, 5.4 billion in distribution, expansion and improvement of network, and 4.1 billion reals in the investment of the transmission works. And now on slide 10, operating performance and network segment, we see the injected energy in our five distributors, as already disclosed to the market, also had solid growth, mainly driven by higher temperatures, even when compared to 4Q23, which had already been a strong quarter. In the consolidated figures, 12.1% growth compared to over 4Q23 and 5.8% over the year, including DG. Total number of consumers reached 16.6 million, an increase of 292,000 new customers over the past 12 months. Now on loss performance, slide 11, we had a good evolution in the quarter in the loss index, since all distributors had a loss reduction over the previous quarter. We also had well-controlled losses in all distributors in relation to the regulatory limit. On slide 12, we can see that in the fourth quarter in 2024, the PCLD was controlled, remained under control compared to the previous quarters in loan loss provision. And also the collection rates had a good trajectory in all of our discos compared to previous quarters. On slide 13, we are looking at the quality indicators of DECFEC in our distributors, which maintain a downward trajectory and all in line with the regulatory levels. Furthermore, a new indicator, a new piece of information, all five distributors presented a percentage that is within the DECFEC, complying with the regulatory agency ANEEL. Now, moving on to the results and the network business, and we had a 21% increase in the gross margin in the fourth quarter as a result of the higher VNR in the market. Operating expenses in the quarter grew by just 1%, therefore, very good, solid performance. Network EBITDA grew 32%, and cash EBITDA reached 2.513 billion, 2% below the third Q23, reflecting the negative adjustment of portion B by the IGPM, as mentioned, and EBITDA cash grew 3% over the year. We also have the transmission and distribution broken down. EBITDA cash fell 3%, and transmission EBITDA grew 15%. The pro forma transmission EBITDA without the sale of the GIC lots would have grown 29% in the quarter and 40% over the year. I will now turn on to slide 16. We have the generation and customer segment. These are the results validating the renewables and liberalized segments. In this fourth quarter, our EBITDA in the segment was 36 million. The negative impact by the sale of Baixo Iguaçu plant. In the fourth quarter in 2023, the hydro EBITDA was positively impacted by the exchange of the asset swap with Eletrobras. Therefore, excluding these one-offs, the variation was negative by 22% due to Termopernambuco, which in 2023 was under the previous contract and had a much higher margin. On the right-hand side, we have the breakdown by business line. The hydro EBITDA in the fourth quarter was minus 226 million, the variation explained by the one-offs that I mentioned earlier. Wind EBITDA in the fourth Q was 263 million, representing a 17% growth over 4Q23 due to the success of a claim of around R$80 million with an equipment supplier. Solar EBITDA in the fourth quarter was R$6 million, so a R$5 million reduction due to higher energy purchase costs in the quarter by the Luzia complex. And Termopernambuco's EBITDA was slightly negative in R$8 million, resulting from the test the plant had to carry out as required by the regulator in order to comply with the new contract. And finally, the customer business presented an EBITDA, R$7 million EBITDA in the quarter, 71% growth over the previous quarter. And now on slide 17, or rather 18, I'll talk about our capital structure. We closed the fourth quarter 2024 with a net debt of 43.2 billion reals, therefore approximately 1 billion above the previous quarter, justified by the accelerated pace of CapEx. Our net debt EBITDA closed at 3.45 times, therefore slightly above the previous quarter. And it's worth mentioning that if it were not for the sale of Baixo Iguaçu, we would have ended the year at 3.38 times instead of 3.45. Our debt structure remains very comfortable with an average term of 6.3 years and is quite diversified in terms of sources and indexes with competitive spreads. Another highlight is the profile of our debt, with 52% now linked to the IPCA, which gives us a good position with a high Selic period, which should continue throughout 2025. I will now turn the floor back to the operator for the Q&A. We will now open the Q&A session. Bear in mind that to ask a question, you should click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen to join the queue. Once your name is announced, you will be requested to open your microphone. Please open your microphone to ask your question. Please kindly ask all of your questions together. Our first question is from Mario Alberto Pinto from Banco Safra. Mario, you may open your microphone. Hello, everyone. Good morning. I have two questions. One in regards to capital allocation, considering the divestments in Baixo Iguaçu, the sale of Baixo Iguaçu. Are there new opportunities or divestments? Any other sales considers? And second question relates to the distribution concession renewal status. Could you bring us up to speed in regards to this topic? Thank you. Thank you, Mario, for your questions. Well, in regards to divestment, as you know, we have a partnership with JEC, which is quite successful in terms of the operations of the first lots that were sold and also the new lots that are going into operation. And now, throughout 2025, we'll have new lots, large lots that will go into operation. Guanabara, Morro do Chapéu in the first half, and almost 3.5 billion, and Vale do Itajaí, and more in the second half, almost 7 billion reals in investments. Considering, therefore, these investments we have in our partnership with BIC, we also have the assets you're familiar with, Belo Monte, and we had simple sale operation, but we haven't given up. We are still searching for opportunities, considering opportunities. Termo Pernambuco, we wish to sell it, but we're not going to rush it now with the anticipation of the contract. It's an asset that is generating between 50 to 100 million cash flow annually. We have 17 years going forward, and therefore, and if an interesting offer comes up, we will consider it, but we're not really going to rush things. And we are continuously, of course, considering our portfolio. Nova Iguaçu, I believe I was clear, an asset that was sold for 1.4 billion, price value 1 billion in equities with 40 million in net income, 44%. Therefore, we are allocating these funds in other areas of the company to pay our debts, and we're looking at the current interest rates, and or maybe we can invest in distribution, which has more adequate returns. So these are the things we are focusing on. GIC transmission to conclude it and move forward with GIC and keeping the lookout for new opportunities. This is what I can say in regards to divestment. As for the concession, if you're, well, keeping up with what we're doing, we are moving quite steadily. And Enel has said that, well, has already approved the final text that was published last year. At the end of last year, which is very much in line with the executive order. We have all made a contribution to that, and this final text, the final draft, should be actually ready in 2 or 3 weeks from now, by the end of February. And this text, as I mentioned in the previous call, there's, well, we're not renouncing to the judicial lawsuit. We all made our contributions in this regard, and we expect for Enel to, of course, also move forward appropriately. And we have deadlines that are also set in the executive order. We have 1 month to express interest, and therefore, till the end of March, by late March. And from then, Enel Gives us 1 more month to receive the requests. And if all goes as planned, we may consider that by the end of the first half this year, we could have the process finalized. But we are, yes, moving, progressing as expected by the executive order that was approved last year. Thank you very much. Our next question is from João Pedro Heredo from Santander. You may open your microphone, João, and ask your question. Good morning, everyone. How are you? Thank you for this call, and I commend you on the results. Could you please give us more details on the revenue this quarter, which drove the EBITDA? And secondly, could you give us more details on the initiatives to tackle losses and results in 2024, and give us an overview for this year, this current year? Thank you. Okay, João, thank you very much. So, to your first question, this is an automated question, right? The non-billed revenue, it's quite objective. We look at the consumption levels that were billed quarter over quarter, and we look at the market behavior. So what I can tell you is that nothing has changed this quarter in regards to how we calculate the non-billed revenue. If results were above expected, it was driven by the market behavior, I would say. So nothing else to add here in regards to our common practice that we've shared in the previous quarters. As to how we're tackling losses, we had good results, positive results this quarter. Energia has in our five distributors, we have 3.5 within, well, the regulatory limits, and Concern, Elektro, and Brasília are doing very well. The others fluctuate a little. Coelba is and within the limit, at times on, at times off, and Termopernambuco is complex. We have in Neoenergia Pernambuco, the tariff review this year. We're having the review in April this year, which takes place every 4 years. And we are making adjustments to the tariff review with an L for losses. So, yes, this is going well. And Neo is aware of our situation that is complex in Termopernambuco. And so, on one hand, we have a higher coverage. On the other hand, the effectiveness of our campaigns, our loss campaigns, how we can fight our losses through our teams, our activities, our protected networks. I could mention a wide range of activities in this regard. So, with Termopernambuco, with a higher, long-lasting tariff coverage, and with this curve, if we continue reviewing our losses, we expect for this RAP, which is high today, we expect it to begin to go down, and to have our five distribution companies within the regulatory limits, with our quality, with our collections. We're doing all fine as well. And our operation is, well, we're constantly looking at these aspects quarter over quarter. As for the losses, João, well, this is what I can tell you in a nutshell. Thank you very much. The Q&A session is now closed. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Eduardo Capelastegui for his closing remarks. Thank you very much once again, operator. I would like to once again reaffirm our commitment to all of the stakeholders of Neoenergia. It's one more year delivering robust results for Neoenergia. You're all aware. We're committed to operating efficiency, to creating value through our assets, and delivering sustainable growing results. And one of the best possible ways to do that is through the expressive growth of our EBITDA cash. Since our IPO, it has grown over 120%, reaching 2.8 billion reals in the last quarter of 2024. We continue investing in our five distribution companies with an expressive organic growth, providing quality service to our almost 17 million customers. And the proof of that is that we've closed 2024 with all of our distribution companies within the ANEEL, a regulatory framework in DEC and FEC. 2024 was also marked the deliveries and improvements in the transmission lots, and we are going to close 2025 with we'll close our investment cycle this year. I should point out that we have anticipated the Termopernambuco capacity contract, generating value to Neoenergia and all of its shareholders. Finally, I am sure that throughout 2024, we reinforced our commitment to discipline in capital allocation with a focus on deleveraging and profitability, as demonstrated in the recent transmission auctions, the public tender offer, PTO, we carried out in Neoenergia Cazern, and the Baixo Iguaçu transaction. We will continue investing in organic growth in our distribution companies. We will focus on the transmission lots that we will deliver and the partial sale to our partner, GIT, in the future, and we will maintain the same discipline in capital allocation that we have had in place since 2022 to accelerate the deleveraging of Neoenergia, to have a solid balance sheet, and to create more value to all of our shareholders. And I would like to finally thank our shareholders for trusting in us and all of Neoenergia's employees who have been playing a key role year after year in overcoming challenges and delivering quality energy and excellent results. Thank you very much and have an excellent day.